Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Chofetz Chaim Chabura. The hour is late. I hope everybody had a wonderful Yontif. I'll just say a short thought on the Asay of the Halachta Bidrochav, which we've been discussing. The Chofetz Chaim said the final Asay that he listed that one would violate were he to speak Lashon Hara on a regular basis, certainly, is the Asay of the Halachta Bidrochav, that one must go in Hashem's ways. And the Chofetz Chaim explained that the specific midah at play here is that Hashem's midah of is tzofeh litova ve'eino tzofeh lera, that Hashem looks to good, it doesn't look to bad. And as we've discussed previously, it seems that the midah of lashon hara, or the midah of shmiras halashon, I should say, is a midah of seeing positive, seeing that which is good and not seeing that which is bad. When one sees a person, he sees the total person, and therefore doesn't look at any specific negative quality in a way that defines the person as a negative person. And when one speaks Lashon Hara or accepts Lashon Hara, essentially what he's doing is he's disproportionately viewing the person through the lens of this one negative act or one negative report. So a thought that I had was that Chazal say that whoever judges his friend lekaf sechus, kol hadonis chavero lekaf sechus, anyone who judges his friend lekaf sechus in a favorable manner, hamakom yedineu lekaf sechus, Hashem will judge him lekaf sechus. Hashem will judge him in a favorable manner. And the question is that typically we think of judging lekaf sechus as when we have to make a decision whether somebody did something good or something bad, we should judge, give him the benefit of the doubt, and assume he did what's good and not what's bad. When we see a person walking into a non-kosher restaurant, let's assume that he's buying a kosher drink and not a treifa piece of food. But if that's how we define dam lekaf schus, then it would seem that that has no bearing on Hashem. In other words, Hashem knows the reality, so Hashem doesn't have the opportunity of giving the benefit of the doubt. There is no doubt to Hashem. And the thought that I had was that perhaps the yesod of the midah of being dam lekaf sechus is, as we've been discussing, the yesod of that midah is that a person looks, focuses on the good, and doesn't allow the bad to distort the reality of the good that the person is. So the idea is that if a person judges his friend lekaf sechus, if a person is in the habit of always focusing on the good and overlooking a person's faults and just focusing on the greatness of the person, so too Hashem will focus on his milus and not let the negatives and the averus that he does affect be part of the equation in terms of how Hashem views him. So perhaps that's what it means. But either way, the midah of tzofeh letova ve'eino tzofeh lera, that's the midah of Hashem, which we are commanded to follow. Hashem should help us to do that. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful night.